podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Jeremy's wife is due in about 2 months with baby number two.
Yeah.
And what is this whole talk to the belly thing?
Oh, gosh. Let me crack open the door and bring you into my living room. So we're sitting on the couch the other night.
Can I take my shoes off?
Please do.
Thanks.
No shoes on the carpet. And we're sitting on the couch and she looks over at me and the baby's moving. It's going to town. You're watching it, which is pretty cool creepy.
Scene from Alien, right? Whoa.
Yeah, you're just waiting for an arm to bust out. And she's like, isn't this beautiful? It's a magical moment. And then she looks at me and she's like, why don't you talk to the baby? Just get your face down
there
and talk.
Does she sound like that?
Just talk to the baby. Just do it. I want her to hear your voice.
She has little ears at this point.
Well, she's buried in there, so I don't know how much of this voice she's going to hear. And Nicole's like, well, she hears my voice all day through my body.
I guess it would be like if you're at the bottom of the pool and you hear people out of the pool talking.
Why would you say that about me?
No, it's so perfect. It's so perfect. So she's like, now how about you read to the baby? Go grab the pokey little puppy and read her a story. Just get down on her. And you know me, I'm sitting there rolling my eyes saying, are you freaking kidding me right now?
Can you just play along?
I humored her. I grabbed my phone and I turned on some music and I held the phone up to the fetus.
What was the
great
song?
Metallica.
It was Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam.
That's beside the point.
Eddie Vedder is not appropriate.
So I don't know if that's even good, because I am holding a phone up to her belly. To, you know, the radiation's probably just straight up going into that placenta. But I don't know. I'm not on board with the whole reading and talking to the belly. I don't know if it's doing anything. They say it does. How do they know?
Who's they?
They,
you know, capital T.
And how can they know?
The fetus committee.
It's not like the child pops out and says, oh man, that Pearl Jam.
That rocks! Yeah!
You know, there was a story floating around yesterday on the old intro web.
Was it?
About a little baby on a sonogram. So still in the cooker.
That.
And it was playing along to If You're Happy and You Know It.
No, clap your hands. Yeah, that seems real, doesn't it?
Yeah, that wasn't rigged at all. But
I totally, like, especially with music, like classical music, they say that's good. You know, it helps things
and
connect
how
in there.
Do they know?
Right. So I did end up, after she said, turn the Pearl Jam off, I turned on the classical and I put the classical up to the belly. And, you know, there was movement and stuff, but there was movement before I put the music on. So I don't think there's a cause and effect of...
For all you know, the baby was moving, saying, please cut that crap out.
And that's the thing, too. I'm like, I don't really know where I'm placing it on there. It could be right at that baby's ear. And it's
going, ow,
and it's like,
loud.
Early birth.
Jeremy Spoken!
Yes!
Like,
get me out of here. And next thing you know...
I don't know. I saw some... there was some TV show I was watching, and the character was pregnant, and she was wearing a special belt thing around her belly that had little speakers in it. And
yes!
So she would walk around serenading or playing music for the child.
That's ridiculous.
Right. I would play Jules. I'm going to have a little hippie baby.
Well, it probably sounds like, too, like when you hear the car behind you with the bass that pulls up.
Right.
That's probably all it is.
Yeah. You know, and then they say, well, you know, talk to the child through the... So you're on the outside.
Right. But with my hands cupped going, oozer-boozer-do.
Baby's going to think your dad is Jim Carrey. Ace Ventura.
But I figured that the voice, I mean, for the mom, her vocal cords are actually resonating when she speaks. Mm-hmm. And I would have to think that would be...
It's traveling.
...louder for the child to be able to hear the mother's natural voice when she's speaking without having somebody, you know, bend down here to the child.
Yep,
hello. Hello. Earth to fetus.
Are you coming out yet?
No, there's going to be some familiarity from your voice to your little peanuts.
Is this an entertaining difference between men and women? That women right now are agitated with both and Jeremy because they know that this is wonderful. Women think this is the most wonderful thing.
It's a bonding moment, Dom.
And guys are like, really, you're talking to the belly.
It's a bonding moment.
It's not. No, if Jeremy was having a conversation with my belly, he's talking to a belly. He's talking to Nicole and his child.
No, but really?
Yes,
this
really.
Is just, you know, this has just been in like the last 20 or 30 years. For thousands. Can you see?
Like in an old Western.
How do you know that?
in the old West.
Right, John Wayne in the old West. Hey, partner, I'm going to mosey out of that womb.
Put your spurs on, baby.
Nobody leaned down in the 1740s.
Playing a fiddle next to the... child?
No.
Forsook when thou shalt appear.
Are you still talking? How can I want to turn your mic off right now. How do I do that?
This is totally legit, though.
Calls are coming in, so apparently people
I hope it's women, and I hope they're on my side.
People want to set us straight, so I tell you what, we'll take your calls.
Yes, we will.
Jeremy's wife asked him to lean down, put his cup his mouth up against her belly, and speak to the fetus that is growing inside.
This is your father.
Little Lila is inside.
Yeah. In your Darth Vader voice.
And I'm talking about how, you know, I can see how when the mother speaks that naturally, I mean, the baby is inside her body. He's going to hear that resonating, and I get that. It's leaning the dad down and talking outside the belly that I think is just a product of our current culture.
Yes.
Of touchy-feely, feel good.
Yes.
That's just what I think. I'm looking at the science of it all. Yeah. And I don't know that if the dad leaning down talking is really... I just think it makes the mom feel good.
I'll be more than happy to talk to the baby once it's out.
Lila, you need to get a job.
Yeah. Here's Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
What do you think about all this?
Well, I just wanted to actually give you a little bit of the science behind it.
Okay.
So I'm a speech pathologist and an infant developmental specialist.
Yep.
And so the baby belly headphones that you mentioned, those actually are not good because they transmit sound waves in high frequency, and the fetus's ears are not developed for those.
So don't do that.
Actually, there was actually a study that showed that babies can end up with a hearing loss when you do something like that.
We were right.
So get the Pearl Jam away from the baby.
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, don't put it directly on.
Yeah,
the tummy.
Don't put
how
it
far
on
out
there.
So that's one thing.
Have Nicole swallow an iPad.
You're absolutely right. What the baby hears are low frequency sounds.
Okay.
So it's exactly
some more bass.
Yeah.
Some rap.
Right. It's all about that.
We'll throw some Snoop Dogg on.
Aaron, thank you so much for calling and filling us in on that.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you listening and appreciate your call.
Whale noises.
Here's Lisa. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What do you think about all this?
Well, I can only speak from experience. And when I was 7 months pregnant with my oldest, he's 29 now, but when I was pregnant with him, we went to Laughlin. And every time we walked into a casino, the baby would get really active, and he would just kind of go, you know, just seem excited and moving around, a lot of movement and that type of thing. And I was talking to my husband about it, and I said, you know, every time we walk into a casino, he just goes crazy.
It's the smoke,
said,
actually,
it's
Lisa. Annoying. It was all the smoke.
Couldn't breathe. Does he have a gambling problem today now?
Yeah, really.
She swallowed chips.
No, he doesn't, but he loves video games.
So. All right.
And every 29-year-old boy loves video games.
Yeah, well, those noises are, you know, it was kind of amazing to me. I'd never thought about it until my husband said something, and darned if he wasn't right. They do hear noises.
I'm gonna shatter your illusions in just a little bit, but thank you for calling, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for being on the show, because there actually is science behind this, but I'm saving it until we're done. Hi, Jennifer. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What do you think?
My personal opinion is I think there's a bond, there's a connection. When I was pregnant with my son, we wanted my daughter to have a good relationship and just not be jealous over the new baby.
Yeah.
So she would talk and, you know, read to him and sing and stuff. And she was the only one who could make him laugh when he was a baby. Like, they still have a really good bond, and they're really close.
Well, that's good.
I can see that, yeah.
That's good. It's really, I think that wasn't so much for the baby, but it was for your daughter.
Younger kid, yeah.
For the older sister.
That's what that's for.
Good for you, Jennifer. Thanks for being on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you. Guys, have a great morning.
You as well. Yeah, that's a good thing for the kid who's older. I love that idea.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, like
she
said.
We do that with Reed, yeah.
So there's no jealousy. It's
like a bond, yeah.
I love that. Hey, Talene, welcome to the show.
Yes, hi, thank you.
What do you say?
Yeah, I think that the idea of having to specifically talk to the fetus is absolutely laughable. I mean, the baby develops as it grows, and there is absolutely no risk of it, quote, not recognizing the dad's voice once it's on the outside.
Right. Yeah. So in fact, let me go ahead and shatter all those illusions, is that there are studies, and then there you can find all of these, even WebMD and on places like that. They say the mother will definitely bond with the child through her voice, because the child is inside, her voice is inside. The child does hear that and actually can learn. They say what's interesting, they show that the babies can actually learn. But the stuff from the outside, like the father's voice and putting headphones up there and doing all that, they say the father's voice cannot be heard in the womb. It's noisy inside there. I mean, you got to think about this kid being inside like
a stomach, a and a bladder.
Right. The heartbeat,
it's loud inside the mom's belly. Mm-hmm. And so
like
they say really it's really sweet and the whole bonding that you talk about, but the kid can't hear you.
Right. It's cute and all, but it's not, like I said, it's not necessarily a prerequisite for a bonding experience for the baby to have with the father.
Talene, do you think we just ruined the days of like 50,000 people who are listening? Do you think we just absolutely crushed them?
I think we just shattered that illusion. You're absolutely right.
They're still
going
to do it,
though. Like I said, it's not a requisite. And this is coming from someone who is in the medical field and who can kind of tell it like it is. Yeah.
I know it's not romantic, and I know I just ruined people's day, but the dad leaning down, the kid can't hear him.
The bottom line is I look ridiculous down on my knees going,
Talene, thanks for being on the show.
That's exactly it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm not doing it ever again. I'm done.
I don't mean to ruin people.
And I'm going to tell the baby tonight I'm done. I'm done.
I've had enough of you.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.